From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this midday edition of the Eye on the Sky forecast. More precipitation is on the way for late tonight and tomorrow. It will consist primarily of light accumulating snow and then rain showers with temperatures rising to above average levels during the day tomorrow. Travel slowdowns will likely occur tomorrow because of this, but overall the impacts should be relatively minor, with generally a trace to 2 inches of snow expected, and much of that over high terrain, with a few spot 4-inch amounts possible near the summits. But for the moment, a refreshingly uneventful period of weather is on tap for the rest of the afternoon. There will be the slight chance of an early snow shower or flurry in the southern Green Mountains, but otherwise, partly to mostly sunny skies can be expected, with clearing reaching northern New Hampshire late in the day. Temperatures will top out very near the seasonal averages in the upper 20s to mid-30s south and in the Champlain Valley, and in the mid-20s to around 30 degrees elsewhere in northern sections. The storm that affected some areas through the day yesterday is now exiting into Newfoundland. We ended up receiving 10.5 inches here in St. Johnsbury. Across Vermont, the highest totals we've seen are 15.1 inches near Greensboro and 16.6 inches near Waterbury. Behind the departing low, a ridge of high pressure is poking in from the mid-Atlantic states. This, along with an upper-level ridge, is providing some sunshine and seasonable temperatures today. These ridges of high pressure separate the departing low from the next low pressure in the pipeline, which is now centered over Wisconsin. The circulation is fairly large for a clipper-like low. Its center will, however, remain well to our northwest as it lifts through the Great Lakes tonight and into western Quebec by tomorrow evening. Light snow will break out here late tonight ahead of the system's warm front before sunrise. Any snow will likely remain along and west of the Green Mountains. Snow does appear likely to be falling in most areas by the commute time tomorrow morning before snow starts changing over to rain showers in the valleys. A slight resurgence of snow showers will come to the northern mountains late in the day due to the system's cold front, with some additional snow showers possible tomorrow night. Clouds will persist on Saturday, especially in the north, and it will be colder. Sunshine appears more likely on Sunday as high pressure ridges in from the northwest. A weak system will largely miss us to the south on Sunday night. Beyond tomorrow, the next chance for significant precipitation will wait until the middle of next week. In the forecast summary, this afternoon, slight chance of an early snow shower in the southern Greens, otherwise partly to mostly sunny, with clearing reaching northern New Hampshire late in the day. Highs in the upper 20s to mid-30s south and in the Champlain Valley, mid-20s to around 30 elsewhere north. West to northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour and diminishing. For tonight, partly cloudy early, then increasing clouds. A chance of snow showers west after midnight becoming likely in New York late at night. Lows in the teens to around 20 north, lower teens northeast, and low to mid-20s in the south. Winds tonight becoming south to southeast 10 to 15 miles an hour. For Friday, snow showers north a trace to 2 inches, mixing with or changing to rain showers in the afternoon. Snow or rain showers south, changing to rain showers. Some clearing possible late west of the Greens, highs in the 30s north except upper 30s to mid-40s in the Champlain Valley, as well as in the south. Winds tomorrow from the south to southeast, 10 to 20 miles an hour, gusting to 35. For Friday night, scattered snow showers north and in the southern mountains, any rain or snow showers tapering off in the south with skies becoming partly cloudy, lows around 20 north and in the 20s south. And for the day on Saturday, partly cloudy skies with more sun in southern valleys and more clouds across the higher terrain in the north, with a few morning snow showers possible there. Highs in the upper 20s to mid-30s south and nearly steady in the mid-20s north, with some upper 20s possible in the Champlain Valley. Winds on Saturday from the west at 10 to 15 miles an hour, gusting to 25. I'm meteorologist Lawrence Hayes with an eye on the sky.